Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Kent Harrison. He's vice president of marketing and premium programs for Fresh Meats team at Tyson Foods. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Joe. Thank you.
Now, I've been talking to a lot of veterinarians here at World Pork Expo, and one thing that really seems to be heavy on their mind is antibiotics, because they're very important for preventing, controlling, and treating diseases. Yet there's a lot of pressure from consumers, food service market, to just to maybe discontinue these products altogether. What are your thoughts at Tyson?
Yeah, well, we know that within the industry, it's an important part of the overall chain of delivery of the animals and the meat quality to the consumer is the judicious and responsible use of antibiotics. And I think that's the key that people need to understand is that the use of those products and antibiotics in the supply chain are important in treating disease elements that otherwise could upset that supply chain of product that comes to the grocery store and to the restaurant. So we see it as important for the vast majority of the hogs that come to market through Tyson, but there's also, you know, a consumer choice that's looking for product that is no antibiotics ever. And we strive to provide product that serves that market as well and those consumers that are looking for that type of product.
One of the problems with antibiotics is that it's been reduced to a yes-no question. It's a black and white issue for so many. What can a company like Tyson do to impress upon food service companies, for example, that, you know, it's okay to be using antibiotics in these animals to prevent, control, and treat diseases, because it does become an animal welfare issue?
Right, I think one of the key things is communication and transparency about the entire process and how those veterinarians are involved so that they understand that there is a professional third-party reference who's deciding whether or not those antibiotics should be used in a judicious and responsible way. I think that's critical because obviously the suffering of the animal because of illness is one of the things that we all want to avoid no matter what. And if that means because of disease elements in the that need to be treated against, that antibiotics are the best use of that, then I think that's an important way to communicate that we are the best stewards of the animals that end up turning into the product that's on the plates at the restaurants or by extension into the grocery store. And it's certainly far from being black and white, because even when we have a no antibiotics ever program, it's critical for us to recognize if an animal does get sick with something that's treatable, we want to treat that animal with the critical use of antibiotics responsibly so that animal doesn't suffer, becomes well, and becomes part of the food chain again. So that's important as well for us to maintain not only the integrity of the programs for no antibiotics, but treat animals that do get sick, and then also have programs that aren't reliant on a no antibiotics claim that are part of what is the greater herd that's healthy and vibrant and growing.
And it's great to hear that you understand that, but when you go further down in the food chain, and whether it be the food service companies or consumers, what more can be done to convince them that these products are being used in a responsible manner and that they're really the good for the animals in most cases?
Well, one of our keys is to talk openly and honestly with the customers of our products. So not the consumer necessarily, because we know that consumers have access to a plethora of information online, digitally, wherever they turn to for their information. But the critical bottleneck or the important arbiters of what consumers get to see and taste and eat are those people that own restaurants and the people that run retail establishments. So what we try to do is communicate effectively with them about all the information that is behind the judicious and responsible use of antibiotics, so that when they have the opportunity to communicate to the people that eat the product at their store or eat the product at their restaurant, then they can effectively talk knowledgeably without concern or alarm based on some less than scientific information that might be thrown at them. So that's, I think, a critical part of what Tyson brings, is we want to be the beef and pork experts for fresh meats. And part of that expertise is understanding the entire supply chain, including what goes on with antibiotics, where they are used, where they aren't used, where they are judicious and responsible, and how they play a part in all of the different programs and different facets that we bring under brands to the product lines that we have.
What advice do you have for pork producers and for swine veterinarians as far as participating in this conversation?
Well, the biggest thing is the transparency and the openness to communicate. What we've realized with the pork industry is that it is populated with and run by fantastic people. People tell the story of what they're trying to do well. The people that are in the hog industry and the pork industry that have family-owned independent farms that we deal with are truly the salt of the earth that are trying to do the right things for the right reasons. Once we allow for them to talk and we provide that communication conduit to the consumer, that information and that story rings loud and clear. When you are a good steward of the animal, trying to take care of the animals in which you've entrusted yourself in the supply chain, you can't help but speak passionately to others about why you do it. And we know that the people in the pork industry, in the hog industry, the farmers that we deal with, are truly the best advocates for that position.